Hey
there, Hank. This your girl Dominique LeBlue. I am so glad you are on Anchor. Now I can listen to you while I drive. Anyways, much success. See you around. Bye.
Da, 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 da. Hey, you guys gonna start knocking before you just walk in here. But anyway, you know who it is. It's your boy, Big Tank Hank, coming at you with another live stream. And tonight is kind of special to me. I have a core group of guys that was there when I first started talking to people in front of this camera, and they were very integral in the trajectory that I'm on. And one of the last few I have on here tonight. So this is a very special stream for me tonight. None other than Tennessee Fish Mafia, Bob Kaler. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. I'm gonna bring him up. You know, I'm gonna ask him about a young Bob, how he started out, where did young Bob keep in tanks, you know, and where did he go, you know, from now to become who he is on YouTube today. I have a lot of respect for this man, and I'm gonna really enjoy this. So y'all, I'm gonna bring him up to none other than Bob Kaler.
Bobby Baklava, the Codfather. You know, I won't what do they call it, a postscript or whatever at a eulogy at my funeral. That nice.
What?
So I appreciate that. I'm gonna copy that and keep that. Just for
hey, I'll come do it for free. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Now that Bobby Baklava is supposed to be one of the characters in the Sopranos. Somebody suggested that since I'm Bob, so it worked out great. So.
Gotcha.
Don't have a Tennessee Mafia name?
No, I don't.
We got to get Ed.
Bestow one upon me?
Well, Ed's a lot better at them than I am. In fact, he gave me the Codfather, but I hear he's headed this way. He mentioned something about that, I believe, so we'll let him give you one.
Okay, that'll work. Let's see who is in the chat. Who we got in here? I see myself three times. How you doing, sir? I'm so proud of you. Oh, Texas Gamer Chick. Welcome in, ma'am. Welcome in. There I am again. Liquid Zoo, hello. How you doing? Vibes Aquatics. ABC Aquatic Biotope Creations. Texas Fish Room, Bourbon Bounty. Hey, my buddy is in the house. What's going on, sir? Travis Myers, what's going on? The Midnight Lobster. Brian B. Catfishing, what's going on? Skipper, what's going on, buddy? What's going on? Daniel Velez. Dennis Christensen. Hey, they coming in the house. Hillbilly Aquatic. Freshwater Ichthyology, Chili Head Aquatics, what's going on? New Local Austin, what's going on, buddy? I haven't seen you in a minute. What's going on? All right, y'all. We're going to do a deep dive into he who is Bob Kaler. What's going on, sir? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling awesome. This is the middle of my day tonight, you know.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, I go to bed about 5:30 usually in the morning. So I just put water change on that 180, you know, while I was talking to you. Hey, Chili.
Yeah, that's about my favorite time, you know, because I work 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So I have a tendency to be up and lurking, sliding into people's live streams in the middle of the night, see what they got going on. Hey. That's when you can find a lot of gems on YouTube, I'm here to tell you. So they be trying to find a space to stream, and they be streaming all night long.
I thought you were going to say gems like workout gems, and I used to do that back in the day. open 24 hours and go to the gym.
Yeah, I had one gym, Iron City Gym, Houston, Texas. I had a little key fob thing. Beep. I would be the only person there, like, most of the time.
Yeah.
Every now and then, nurses and doctors would show up, because, you know, they were early shifts, they would show up, but hey, let's see, big time. Hey, Bourbon Bouncer, you already know. I like to get it in. I'm very YouTube eclectic. You'll be surprised where I might show up.
Bourbon said that Big Tank Hank was already a pretty good Fish Mafia name.
Hey, we gonna let them bring it to a vote and see what they say. Brian Lynn, what's going on? Ten Aqua.
That's a Bobby. Hey.
That's your nephew. Yeah.
He is one of the Tennessee Fish Mafia.
And Geek Skipper. Boy. Hey. Yeah, y'all go and give me a hitman name. You know, well, I guess Big Tank Hank could still work on a hitman.
Yeah. It got my attention first time I saw your intro video. Yeah, I'm going to follow him.
Hey, I make him sleep with the fishes.
Hey, did you kind of model that on Big Bang Hank? You heard of it was a rap group, I think, about 10 years ago.
Yes, Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah.
Yes, that was one of them. Yeah, it was one of my favorite groups, and you know, I had Big P Guppy Town, because my nickname is Big Preacher. I have it on a tattoo here. I had that, and then I had some other stuff that just didn't really So just one day, you know, I'm like, okay, I had these big old tanks up on this sketchy shelf next to me right here. Very sketchy shelf. And I had a 60-gallon. And a 55 sitting up on it. People, that was very, very irresponsible of me early on in my fish keeping journey here on YouTube. But I can look back on that today and say that. But I had little bitty fish in them. You know, no substrate, just this big old giant tank with these little bitty guppies running around in a feeder fish on top of that. So I'm like, Big Tank Hank. Mm-hmm. Let me try it out. Yeah, and then as soon as I implemented it and I put the bicep on it and would show up in people's chats, and folks just started keying on it. Hey, Big Tank Hank, I like that name. They just called keying on it. I'm like, okay, I think I found something.
Yeah.
And then I just kept rocking. Sir, I need you to introduce yourself. Because see, there's some names over here I don't recognize. I don't know if you recognize them. But introduce yourself. I want to give them little Bobby.
Oh, little Bobby?
To now, a little bit bigger Bobby. You know, just let them know your journey, you know, in the how they're coming to this point.
Oh, God, that's a long, boring story.
Lazarus Fish Boy.
Hey, Laz. Laz is an awesome guest. Have you had him on? Right?
Yes, I did. When he was still little Laz. No. You look at him now. You see it, the voice to change, the haircut. Hey,
he's grown.
Lazarus, salute, man. Salute.
Had him on a couple months ago. He's awesome. And quite the musician, too.
Yes, he plays tennis, all kinds of stuff.
All right, young Bobby. People have heard me say this, so I'll try to get on through it quickly. Nobody really cares. But I got my first tank. I begged for a tank. We had fish bowls and stuff like that. And I begged for a fish tank. And I got a 5-gallon for my birthday, which was November 30th and Christmas. But I didn't get it till Christmas. We was poor, as they say. We lived in government housing. So to get a fish tank, I always thought I was, you know what. So no lid on it, no light. I have to use a lamp. You know all that stuff, what you got to do back then. But I started out with guppies. Actually, I didn't. I started out with two pink fish. I didn't know anything about fish. I just knew I liked them, and they had them in Woolworths and Coons department stores. And I would go from block to block, you know, seeing what they had. I would mow yards and stuff, you know, do things to save, get money, you know. And so that's how I stocked them. But I did get the tank for Christmas, and they had two pink fish at Woolworths. Kept going in and out of the house. And a lady said, yeah, we're having a special, you can get them both. Hey, Crystal. And so I got both of them, and she threw their house in too. Well, don't you know, the next morning I had a fry tornado. They were sort of pink convict fish, and my mother almost had a stroke. She made me take them right back on my bicycle. I had to put them back in the bags and take them back. And so I got into guppies and stuff like that. But I've always had a tank, Hank. Somehow I managed to keep one. Started out here in Tennessee and then moved to New York after I was out of school. Back to Florida and then back here to Tennessee. So I've always had at least one tank, and right now I have more than one. So I've always kept a hobby with it.
I tried. I fell off a little bit in the middle of there, but I had fish since I was maybe 6, 7. You know, you have the little goldfish from the carnival. Throw the little dart, pop the balloon, or throw a ball and it lands in the bowl. Like they really were there to give away the fish. They didn't care. You know, hey, here you go. Here's a fish. Oh, you were close. Here's a fish. You know. But that is cool, sir. That is cool. So how about now? At present, how many tanks you got?
We did have a fishbowl, too. I was going to mention. I had a flashback there.
Okay.
It happens. You'll find out soon enough. We had one of those flat goldfish bowls that was round, octagon maybe. And it had 2 or 3 goldfish in it that we didn't get them at the fair. I think my mother just got them because we wanted fish. That was probably a couple of years before the tank on my 7th birthday. But you know how they go up to top and gulp, especially if they're air starved, you know, oxygen starved. And so they were too many in there, too big. And I thought they were hungry, so I had some cinnamon bit candies and I poured some of those in there. Well, you know, it killed them. And my mother's like, who put this in here? And I'm like, I was the only one that liked cinnamon. So 2 years to get more fish. I feel bad for those goldfish.
Oh, say it wasn't me.
Wasn't me. Or she knew.
Like Shaggy, wasn't me.
Right, exactly. But you said now, how about now?
How about now?
I got up to 80 tanks, and I said, that's it, you know, because it's really getting a little hard, even with the python, you know, and splitting it up over 3 or 4 days. You're still doing water changes, you know, for a couple hours every day. I'm doing it over 5 or 6 days now. I just keep up with where I start and where I finish and when I need to start again the next week, instead of trying to do like a room and a room and then a room and a room. I've got them in 4 rooms. So that seems to be working a lot better, and they've adjusted to that. But 77, I'm down to 77 now. And I had a bunch of other tanks I bought on, you know, the half-off sale and that kind of stuff that I had never set up, thank God. And I started keeping reptiles on. And I showed you where we started. My whole dining room table, this dining room is a reptile room now. But the 3 that I broke down for whatever reason, they're also reptile tanks. So.
Okay. Do you have like a, did you convert them? Or are they like actual, the exoterras and stuff like that?
You can, no, I haven't bought anything except for the Belled chameleons. I got them a enclosure that's a chameleon enclosure, and they've grown real fast. And I was showing you, she's about to drop eggs any minute. So when she does, he'll come out of there, because I don't want him to breed again. And I've got him a much bigger one over there off camera that's not put together yet, like he grew up in there. So, but those are the only 2 I have. But let me turn this around real quick and you can see all the different projects going on here. This is just the green African bush snake, but these little things are really cool, and they're just, I don't even know if you can see that.
You can.
And all you do is just take a bead of silicone around that, and it's sealed, you know, and you set it up on the end or leave it on whatever, you know, but even I can do that. So they make them in different sizes too, so.
Gotcha.
Real easy to do. And all you got to do is have your little silicone and run a bead around that lip in there and set it on there, and you're good to go.
Okay.
And I'm about to do a couple 40 breeders that way. I'm going to break down a couple of those. That's a lot of water. You get 80 gallons of water changing done every week.
So what you planning on putting in those?
In those? It'll be some kind of snake. So what I'll probably do is upgrade the ones that I have in 10 gallons. I've got three other 10-gallon ones over here. One with an aquarium glass top and two with the wire tops with different things in them, corn snakes. And I've got a new African house snake that I just love. I might name it Big Hank, Big Tank Hank. I've been trying to name that snake forever, and I couldn't, man. I'm gonna name it Big Tank Hank. It's real strong.
Hey, pythons.
It's real strong, Gary. And it squeezes my thumb sometimes. It doesn't bite. It's real friendly, but they're wild called. It's wild called. And Mike over at Mike's Fishing Things, he was watching the live stream when I was getting it a couple weeks ago, and he asked me to get him one, so I sent him one. But they're strong. Really, that's what I'm going to name it, Big Tank Hank.
Just hey, Tank. That'll work.
I knew it was something would come up, and I would name it, but it's real strong. And they say they're black, but he's like a deep chocolate, really, really like dark chocolate, like a candy bar. He's a beautiful, he's gorgeous, shiny.
Hey, perfect name.
Same complexion.
Yeah, perfect name.
He's very close to your complexion, He really is. He might be a little darker.
Look, I like the dark chocolate that comes in the assorted bags also.
Oh. Exactly. I can have dark chocolate. I'm diabetic now, but I can have the dark chocolate. That's all I can have, the chocolate. So I've got plenty of it stocked up, of course.
Most definitely. Hey, that would be a pleasure for me to hear. Hey, you know Bob Snake? Yes, I do. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, well, you'll see your name all over now because I'm way behind on making videos and stuff about him. So, and he likes to be held. I could be sitting here holding him now. He didn't try to get away. He likes to be held.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be seeing your name everywhere now. Big Tank Hank.
That'd be cool.
Isn't that cool how that just worked out? I had been trying, and I said, hey, people, help me think of a name for this snake.
Well, and ironically, just as I, go into the, the hurt side of YouTube also. See, look at that, confirmation. Confirmation.
That chili head is Larry D, he said.
I saw it. I highlighted it. When I first saw it, I said, let me highlight it so everybody else will know too. Father Fish, what's going on, sir?
Father Fish.
Thank you for coming through.
Ah, so kind. Two of his favorite man. Back at you, Father Fish.
Most definitely. Hey, and I have to do this every time, y'all. Can y'all see? You see that substrate right there? Can you see? Hold on. No, better than that.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like some cake. You want to take a bite?
Yeah. What did he do? Kept telling you to add another inch?
Yep. Hey, that's my
My
least kitted fish and my black really tank.
Yeah.
And everything in there is loving that substrate right there. They loving it. My plans, everybody, it's going hard. Yeah, I like that.
Awesome.
I like that. So what's in the tank behind you?
I was looking at yours. It's the 180. It's got mostly South American and that kind of stuff. It's got Geophagus and Sevrums, and the stars are the two big Paku. I've got to decide whether I'm going to try to get them in the Chattanooga Zoo, the Tennessee Zoo, not the Chattanooga Zoo. It's in Chattanooga. It's a huge place, and they probably would like to have them. They're in pristine condition. But if not, then I've got to get them a swimming pool, put it at my table out of the breakfast room in there, and set it up in there for them. But I'd rather them not go down in a pond like that, because they grew up from little bitty things. And I can pet them. I can reach my hand in there and pet them. They've never tried to bite me, ever.
Okay.
They're not like piranha. They're not aggressive like that. They're pretty gentle and meek and mild. They're really sweet fish. It's silly saying that, but they really are.
Right.
they get into little tussles. They're jealous when I'm feeding them, so they'll get into, you know, slam each other. They're a good 10, 12 pound each. They're good sized fish.
Okay. Yeah, I have a soft spot for Paku. I just haven't, since I had my first one, I haven't had room. And that's a story in itself. Alex Cardinal, what's going on, brother? What's going on?
Hey, Alex. Yeah,
I had a 75 cube. I had a clown knife, Oscar. Clown knife was probably 12 inches. Oscar was about 8. Paku, maybe 14. And you can imagine what he weighed. Again, y'all, early in my fish, you know, that was the first time I had a big tank also. So I had no idea. All I know is these fish looked real cool in my living room in the square tank. Yeah, when you can actually hear the fish hit, you know, the tank through the house, you realize, hey, I think I might need to do something different for that big old giant fish. Knock my tank off the table. So I actually haven't had a Paku since then. That's been years ago.
Yeah, I want when I get these gone, but I'm enjoying having them now. If we sit here long enough, some of them know I'm on some of the late night streams, Pam and some of the others. And if I sit here and don't feed them for a while, they'll start hitting the top. I mean, really hitting it. They haven't broken any of the pieces yet, but.
Oh man! So on your skate,
it's whatever they want to skate it. It's just it's all silk and plastic, and I threw some wood and rocks in there.
Okay.
A lot of that stuff right there is just stuff that's pulled up floating. You can see the bases, the plastic plants and stuff.
Gotcha.
They make it what they want, so I just every now and then I'll put stuff back down, but. It's got some barbs in it. I've got those barbs running around. I forget those guys. Those are the filamentous barbs with the big spikes on their back. And there's other stuff. There's, what was it? Used to be not the electric blue acaras, but the blue acaras. I've got some of those in there. And if Dan still has any of the yellows, I'm going to get some. I keep forgetting it until I talk about this tank. You know, those were the original.
Oh, the yellows? No, I know about the just regular blue. I've seen some zebra. I think zebra acara.
Yeah, I haven't seen those or kept them. The yellows, the blacks, and the blues were the original morphs as far as
okay.
Wow, unless I'm wrong, and I could be. But yeah, those are blues. I've got some blues in there.
Yeah, I have right here next to me. I have 8, even though. If you was to look at the tank now, you wouldn't know they were in there because they're hiding real well because I'm sitting next to it. But I have 8 electric blues right here.
Nice.
Yeah, they're pretty nice fish there.
Yeah, they random.
No. Now, Jeffrey Watts, you may have noticed him in your chats. If not, you will after tonight when I say his name. He had a spawn. That's how I got these 8.
Okay. I never could get the electric blues to spawn for me. The blues, the yellows, and I had a pair of blacks once. They all spawned.
Yeah, are they, the yellows and blues, are they actually dimorphic?
No. They're all the same. They look the same.
Yeah, because that's what'll happen a lot of times. I know with these electric blues, it's like, they'll tell you if you want them to spawn, you better buy you about 6 of them.
Yeah. No, the yellows and the regular blues. I think I've got 6 blues in there now. They're about 2 inches now, and they huddle around those rocks. And I mean, they come up and eat. I've got a wave maker over there, and I like the food to blow over what gets by the pacus. Everybody else gets down the road.
Right.
Way too much, having way too much at this age, feeding fish, playing with fish, you know.
Hey, random, out of the sideways question. Favorite guilty snack?
Favorite guilty snack?
Or guilty pleasure?
Actually, I get some mix. I could run and get some in a minute. Maybe I'll take us a break in a minute and get some coffee. But it's just a mix that has chocolate, which I can have, and cashews and almonds in it. I get it at the grocery store, and I share it with the punkus because they can eat all that stuff. Oh, and it's got the red, the dried red, cranberries. So we can all have that. So
yeah, that sounds pretty appetizing.
I get it for them, but I eat it too. It doesn't have any sugar in it, so they love
okay.
it.
Okay. Most definitely. What is your favorite fish in your fish room and period? They could be one and the same, but favorite fish and favorite fish that you own?
Got a 77 tanks. I think right now I've got some adult sailfin mollies that are acclimated to marine to saltwater, and they're in a 125 sitting behind that tank, and that they've spawned. I've got a bunch of babies. I thought I only had three or four, but there's probably 20 in there, and they're eating good, and they swim all over, and none of the other big saltwater fish bother them. Their parents don't bother them. So I guess those are my favorite, just because it's a cool, you know, who would ever thought that mollies would have babies even in saltwater and they'd be fine. So.
When you first said converted over to saltwater, first thing in my mind was, man, do they spawn in saltwater? Yeah, that was the first question in my head.
I bought some of them from one of our Tennessee Fish Mafia panel guys. Is Ethan that owns, I've gone to that store for 30 years. He'll get me too. I just watched this video a while ago, his live stream, he's unboxing. But anyway, I bought some from him that were acclimated to salt. And then I got some more just somewhere I was at. They were pretty. I think Ed and I, we were over toward Nashville about 2 months ago. And they had some real pretty ones, the gold and speckled and the big ones, and I got them, and I put them in here, and I just made a couple of little holes, thinking, you know, I let the water kind of mix. And Fish Mania, thank you, Matt, thank you, appreciate it. Anyway, Ethan that owns Fish Mania, and I came back, and they had all got out, and they were fine. So evidently, you can acclimate them pretty quickly. Father Fish, I'm sure, knows a lot about that with brackish water, and I actually have a few of the fish that Ed and James and you caught there, Father Fish, the mollies, the brackish water mollies, and I keep them in freshwater with guppies, so they're pretty versatile, I guess. So of all the things I've got here, those baby mollies.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really partial to wild sailfin, like the high fin sailfin mollies. The greenish, little red, speckling, yellow. Yeah, I'm thinking about trying to round me some up somewhere. Reptile Innovations, welcome in. Over here from Scott's Inverts. Hey, oh, cool. Thank you.
Awesome. Scott Mask.
Corwin Tate. What's going on, Corwin Tate? Hey, they're coming in the house. Okay.
Ooh, plenty of room.
So how long have you been in YouTube?
How long have I been in YouTube? I was reading up above there is Kenny. I didn't see him, ABC Aquatic Biotope Creations. I've been in YouTube, I guess, I don't know. I'd have to look and see when I had a channel, an ARC channel and another channel before I started this channel on the same account. I guess 7 years, no more than that.
Okay.
And this channel, 4 to 5 years, maybe 5 years the most.
Gotcha.
Not long.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know I've been on YouTube 10 years.
Yeah, I know you've been around because you used to have like a exercise.
Power lifting and whatnot, yeah.
I checked you out, see? I remember that too.
And because of my little, you know, experience this week, I probably need to go back to, you know, power lifting and whatnot.
Yeah, weight. Yeah.
But not quite as much weight though, you know. I'm not
right.
I'm not finna do that one, but yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Chewy.
Chewy is in the house. Miss Crystal, did I say something to you directly? Ma'am, welcome in. How are you doing? Miss Crystal got some frogs over there too. I think she wants some, you want some dumpies, some white street frogs?
You got frogs we were talking about, the red eye, and I love those, but Eric Furlow, he's on our Tennessee Fish Mafia panel too. He's got some, and he posted a couple weeks ago where they had made it. They had paired, and the color was so pretty on them. But you know, they're nocturnal.
So, yep.
I guess
I have to sneak up on mine.
I wouldn't know whether to keep the lights off at night while I'm working, or I don't know.
No, they sleep well. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Because they'll sleep during the day with the lights on, but it'll be up in the darkness. But yeah. Oh, let me address, this is my co-worker here. You know what we were just talking about? Yeah, man, I'm good, dude. I'm good, man. Well, now everybody's finna know on the stream, but it resembled a stroke because you guys had a chance to see it, but it was just a, which is still serious, but there was a momentary blockage of blood to my brain, which, you know, made it look like it did, but it didn't affect any of my extremities, nor did it do anything, you know, freeze my face, anything like that. My doctors are, you know, they're trying to nail it down to see if it was just an anomaly per se. But either way it goes, it's obvious, you know, hey, I'm going to have to lose weight. I'm going to start drinking more water. All these things I'm going to have to do now. You know, I can't blame it on COVID. You know, hey, COVID, I got lazy. And yeah, no. Yeah. I lived through COVID. I want to live through this too.
Griffin found us, thank you.
Griffin, what's going on?
What can't be Griff?
Did he keep it?
We used to go on with that all the time. He'd say, I'm on your porch. I'm not just on here, I'm on your porch. I'd say, I'm in your back seat. Look in your back seat. It's crazy. You know, late night, you know.
Yeah, right. Doing the turkey.
I keep asking him where he's at. You need to have him on, Hank, and so we can find out the 411 on him.
What he's doing now, yeah.
I thought he moved, and I don't know. I need to catch up with him. Yeah, I know he got some animals, some new animals for sure.
Yeah. He said a thing called work. Yeah, Tate, I heard, man. Me and Harrison was, you know, sitting in the hospital room and talking back forth to the lieutenant, and we heard that it got real, real short. And I don't want to think that I made that happen, man. I don't want to think that. I don't want to think that. But yeah, I'm good. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing real good. So.
What time fish. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, hey, I'm going to be off work. So yeah, I can fall through there. I have a stream at 6 o'clock. Big Tank Hanks, Wild About Herps. 6 p.m. Central Time.
So 7.
Okay. There we go.
What time is Griff streaming?
What time you streaming, Griff? Because we can make it. We can make it like old school, man, like back in the day. Except, you know, the ghosts may not be in the background.
Not many people don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm gonna stop right there. So Tennessee Fish Mafia, give me the beginnings. Where did that come from?
Well, Ed is the one that created it, of course. But he called me up one day. He called me, actually, and that's rare for you to get a call from Ed. He loves to text, or not. And so he called me, and he was talking about starting a Fish Mafia thing. And he had just been helping me about my 125 back there, how to set it up, the advice on the cabinet I had made for it and all that. And so we'd been talking anyway, Texas. We called and he said that he had this idea to have like the Tennessee Fish Mafia. And I said, oh, that's so cool. And then he said, Tennessee, said, then he said the Codfather And I said, oh my God, I love that. And I just kind of grabbed it, you know, kind of. And I try to give it back to him all the time because he really should be the Codfather. But he won't. He won't take it back. So he's got a cool name. He's Megalodon. So.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, everybody has a good name. You know, Susie Q, Q Aquatic, she's in there with us. And she's Susie Softail because of her Harley Softail.
Gotcha.
But yeah, he started that. And it just took off from there, you know. Pretty much anything, you know, Ed touches, everybody are excited to follow and be involved with and all that. So it's
pretty Ed, man, I can say it, you know, it's a good pure soul, man. You don't get no other types of vibes from him, so I can understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's ready at any given time.
10:30 or 11 in the morning. Oh, well, I'll catch the rerun on that, Griff. I won't much be asleep by then. But I'll get the rerun on it, though.
Now, Liquid Zoo, you're right. You don't find many like Ed. I'm telling you, when I say he's ready, at any time, he's ready. Any time.
You know, the way that I met Ed was he used to come in with different streams, but mainly late at night. He would come in Pam's stream. And I'd see Chattanooga Ed, and so we would talk a little bit, and I'm like, you know, I'm in just, you know, 30 minutes, I'm in Cleveland. He's like, oh yeah, well, I'm in so-and-so, you know, the other way, I'm not really in Chattanooga. But anyway, since we were so close here and local, we planned to meet up one day at the Great Barrier Reef, I think it was called. My friends owned it, Zach and JC, but they've closed it now, and I was doing their Facebook for him, and I was doing coral pictures when Ed came in, and he came in like on a mission and toured around, and he likes to tell it differently. He says, I came in and there was this old man hanging over the coral tanks, like about to fall in them. I was taking pictures for him and doing their Facebook. But anyway, we met up like that. That's how we met. And I was going up to meet James Fish Room Fever. He was just getting back in the hobby. I think it's been about 3 years ago coming up this fall. And so I said, I don't know this guy yet. And, you know, there was no Fish Mafia then or anything. And I'm like, go with me, Ed. You know, you're a big guy and I'm old and, you know, we'll be able to take care of ourselves. So it was just James. But so we all went to lunch, and that's how we, you know, all got to be friends.
Okay.
I was still working then, actually. I wasn't disabled, I think. Anyway, those two were able to hook up more. Oh, the Ark, that's what it was. They were able to hook up more. But I still, you know, definitely hang out with them and go places and get them to go places if they have time. So, yeah. Me taking him up to meet James is one of the best things I've ever done. Because, I mean, look now.
Right.
I can't imagine YouTube without him, so.
Most definitely. Speaking of the Ark, inspiration, and give everybody a breakdown of exactly what the Ark is.
Well, the Ark right now, I had a dog pass away back in 99, right before Christmas, and he was the best dog ever. No offense, Yazzie, but he's the best. He was the dog of my life, you know. And he was just this old black Lhasa Apso, and he had a lot of health issues, and he made it to 19 or 20. But he finally passed. He was in Florida with me, came here, and I was grieving, of course, for him. And I read, you know, back then on the computer, me being old, I was just starting to get into the computer and stuff, about 98, 99. And I read something like dealing with bereavement, you know, for your pet or something. It said donate to a shelter or something. So anyway, I went over to our pound, they used to call it. And they said, oh, we'll take the donation, but we can't, you know, like put his name anywhere. I'm like, oh, no, I want some recognition for him, you know, that it's for him. So they referred me to a rescue group called the Ark, and all these people kept animals in their homes. I went to a meeting in January. And then I stuck with them, gave them their donation, and Scruffy's name was in an old newsletter that maybe 100 people got, but I've still got it. And I became the president of that in June. Little did I know, you know, sometimes being the boss means you do everything nobody wants to do, so I never learned. But we look for ways, and it was real easy for me as a nurse to look for ways to improve that. Like, some of the foster families were awesome. They were great. They would bring puppies and kittens and old dogs, whatever they had, to adoption events, but they wouldn't be clean, or they'd have fleas and ticks, or, you know, stuff like that. So I did what we called standards to show and got people to participate. Well, the ones that weren't gonna, and the ARC would pay for everything, you know, their vetting and stuff. Hits you up, rep time. Anyway, some of them said, no, we quit, we're out. So that thinned out the people that weren't gonna take, you know, good medical care of their pets. I mean, they loved them, but so it went from there, and we decided, instead of keeping them in individual homes, that we'd rather have a place that we could all come to.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep talking.
All right. I can do that. Anyway, we decided, rather than keep a pet in our home, I had 17 cats at once. Now, 4 of them were mine, but 13 were the ARCs in my house. But anyway, we'd just get us a place, and so we did. An old home, and fixed it up, and started keeping them there. And instead of having to take care of 12 dogs, you know, 24/7, you could come in 2 days a week or 3 days a week for a shift and take care of the pets. So that worked out much better, because everybody could monitor, you know, that they were all being taken care of equally and being vetted properly. And so it's a good place now. I just took in a dog 2 days ago, a little Chihuahua. Chiweenie mix, and he's about 9 months old, and a divorce going on, and he's got some renal issues at that young age, but it was a big decision to take him in. His vet bill was almost $500 because of that, but I picked him up at the vet today, and he was so scared, but he was over there playing when I left. So it's rewarding, you know. And you want every one of them, or I do, especially the older I get and the fewer dogs I get. I only have 2 dogs. I had 6 a couple of years ago, and they've all passed away from old age. So you want to bring them all home, but you can't. So fish, I guess it's okay to have this many fish tanks and this many reptiles, but I don't know about that many dogs. Dogs are hard to handle as compared to cats. As long as you keep your litter clean.
Right.
I was about to start talking to people in the chat, because I know they're sick of me. Somebody just subscribed to Reptile Innovations. Awesome. Oh, yeah. So, Chewy said that Tennessee Fish Mafia is there. Yeah, there are other members elsewhere, like Chewy in Canada.
Okay.
But we've got them in Europe and all over. Germany. I was trying to think of
something. That's cool. I'll be waiting on, you know, on my name or the solidification of it, you know. So was there ever a time where you thought about like we all seem to have tried to do at some point in time in here in this hobby, especially once you hit YouTube and you're doing it like this. Have you thought about selling fish anywhere in the midst of there, or, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of us have tried to do? Sandy!
Hey, Sandy. Sandy's Tennessee Fish Mafia, too. And she's in
okay.
Canada. Yeah, I've got a little store on Get Gills, and I've got lots and lots and lots of stuff I could put on there. I may actually end up having to put some of those mollies on there. You know, I can say marine mollies. I've never shipped saltwater fish, but I'd have to learn to do that. I guess it's the same. But I've got my endlers, the endlers that Dan worked so hard on for so long and got them perfect, absolutely perfect. Santa Maria endlers, I've got those, and I price them above what Dan, when he had them, I don't know if he's selling any, priced them for, because I didn't want to undercut him. And all of us that got them did that. So I've got those. And every now and then I'll sell a pair, but I'll you know, throw in some fried and make it a trio too. So they're expensive, but they're beautiful fish. And I was selling my rainbow cichlids, but I fooled around with the mail service and ended up losing too many in the mail, like with 8-day deliveries and stuff, so that got down to 1 male, and I couldn't get a spawn out of him. So I lost all my males, and I actually, that's what's in the tank too back there, is some new rainbow cichlids that Ethan had at Fishmania. I knew there were other small fish in there. There's others in there too, but they're growing out in there. They're too small to put with. I've got a tank of big females, rainbow cichlids, and they would chew up a little boy I put in there. So I'm growing them out to see what I can do with those. But now I just mainly have it to, you know, if I want to put something on there to sell it, I can. And I love being a member. You know, you can look at anything, but you have to log in and have an account, I think, to buy anything. And I was just looking too before you messaged me, you know, to come on or whatever.
Gotcha.
That you were there, and I was just looking on there, and I'm not going to say who it was because I don't want people to beat me there. There's some stuff I've been waiting on. He put out a video tonight, and actually it's our guest that's coming on, shameless plug. Sunday, we've got TM Aquatics, Tom with TM Aquatics, and he is the Pleco and Corridora guy. He's the guy, and he's never done a live stream. He's just one of those, he's an OG. I mean, he still works, you know, and all that, but he's just not that into all that, and he knows his stuff, and he has some awesome luck. He says he's not an expert, but some awesome luck with some rare fish, and he put some on there. It's TM Aquatics. He agreed to come on. I've talked to Tom off and on since I've been on YouTube, and when I would get a Pleco that I didn't know what it was, or they would sell me the wrong thing, he would know, of course. But I just asked him, you know, if you don't ask. And so we talked about it. And first he said he just couldn't because of the setup he had. And so then we figured out we could. And we did a couple of private streams, you know, to make sure we had everything right on this end and on his end. So many people have told me they're excited, you know, that he's coming Sunday. And we've got a couple other people coming this month too, like that. So I'm trying to do that. Okay. That Sunday night, trying to get people out that, you know, can really share something, and not like I'm doing, just hanging out, but have something to really offer and something to really share. And sometimes it might be specialized about what they keep and what they do or the way they do their fish room. So that's what I'm trying to do. But also interspersed in that, we're still going to have our fish fam and people. Got Mary Page coming. Got Tom and Karen at the homestead coming. Lots of people. So I've got a calendar here, but I'm not going to read that. So we have some great guests coming this summer for sure.
Sounds good. I'm going to definitely be off this Sunday. I can check that out. Vibes Aquatics, what's going on? James, Gippy, what's going on, buddy? What's going on? Thank you for coming through.
I'm up.
Hey, yeah, I'm glad he did that, y'all. Hit that thumbs up. Hit the like button. Same. Even though we're deep in, still hit the share button.
Just hit it once. All right.
Yeah, because if you hit it twice, you know you're going backwards. But, yeah, I'm thinking about getting a Get Gills. I have some, I did a little video some weeks back of some albino topaz guppies that from my beginnings in making YouTube videos, I used to see these guppies, and you know, I'm like, man, I really like these guppies. That was back when I wasn't gonna spend no money on, you know, man, these guppies cost too much. I can't believe this guy. Well, full circle, I have two 50-gallon totes of albino topaz guppies that I think I wanna make available to the fish fam. And I need to balance out. I don't want to try to make no money off of them, but I'm trying to figure out shipping type of scenario. How does it feel, you know, make it possible for me to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's several channels that have great videos about that. Dan's talking about Dan. He has one. He's got it down to, you know, almost 100% of successful arrivals, and not just arrive alive, but live, you know. So just a very small percentage that don't make it.
Gotcha.
But the main thing that I would tell anybody, if you haven't shipped, is that what you're saying? You haven't shipped any?
have a ship in it. And I've had some bad experiences of ordering.
Yeah. Yeah, not everybody that sells fish can ship. Mine is very eclectic, but what you'll always find if when you get a bag of whatever from me, it'll be just a little bit of water and probably 2 to 3 times more air. It's all about that air. So the water doesn't matter. If you fill the bag up, they'll be dead the next day.
Gotcha.
All about that air. So.
And the seal, because yeah, that's where my problems came in. Oh, man.
Ooh. Well, I just do old school. I just tie them and then rubber band it where I've tied the knot. So, and
yeah, my
I double bag. So I've
had gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I wish they had double bag mine. Though my worst experience was these actually, and this was over a year ago. Man, maybe 2 years. These least killing fish that I have right here, this little colony. Used to be a lot larger. Ordered some fish from, crazy thing is, I ordered some fish from Louisiana and I ordered some from Florida. It looked like it was more successful to get the ones from Florida than it was to get the ones from Louisiana. I'm in Texas.
Wow.
I mean, I had all kinds of troubles with the Louisiana section of fish. They had to send me some more fish. I lost almost every fish. Oh, man, it was crazy. How do you say that? Verily, KC? Welcome in.
I guess that verily, I say unto you. It's a cool name.
You may have to focus on that.
Yeah, those, the mail hubs, you know, some things go way over 3 states one way and then come back and pass, and it's crazy how that's all set up. But
I'm down the street,
right? May have a snake wanting to come out and got active. Come here, buddy. You want to come out? Here he comes. Sometimes he'll take me off and not come out. He's stopped. He's short of where I can get him. It's that green tree snake. Fast the fish for a few days. Less fish for a bag. 1 to 2. Yep. Yep. Lots of awesome tips there. And you know, there are actually some people, not to disagree with that at all, because I've even said to Dan, did you know so-and-so doesn't fast their fish at all? He's like, well, it's working great for them. If it works, that's for them, that's fine. So again, there's more than one way to...
Oh, because they'll use the restroom in the bag, huh, and kill themselves, like commit fishicide.
One thing I do is put just a drop, depending on how much, but if it's a small amount of water with, say, one fish...
Both!
I put a, hey boss, I put a drop of prime, 1 drop in that bag. It seems to help, but.
Okay. Hey boss, get ready to come back on, get ready.
I saw him when he was on there before, where his fish rimming channel really took off.
Yes, that pond, man. Hey, yeah. You know, I have my own ideas of what I can put in that pond.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, I like that, man. I like that.
There's Mike. Talk about Mike enough, and he came in finally, huh?
Mike, what's going on? Yeah, you make me want to put me one of the ponds in my garage, man.
Right.
I can see that pond chocked full of albino topaz guppies. Can you imagine that? It has the right fluorescent lighting, you know, and that, the shimmery blue and translucence of the body. Oh, man.
Beautiful.
I'd have to get a live feed camera and just have it out there. You know, you just click the link and just look at the fish, y'all. Yeah, hey, man, and I like that red, man, and the way you got the filter with the, you know, the bar running along. Oh, man, look.
Yeah, oh, you know, who's got the awesome ponds? That's Catfish Nation and Monster Fish Gown Glory.
They have yes, most definitely. I remember they took a wall out for a phone.
Yeah. Yep. You had Lori on once, and she's invited back when she's ready. They have an awesome channel, Fish Room.
Most definitely. And LRB's pond. That the one he's got set up now? Yeah, that's you see what he got the lights running across there now? The That looks permanent right there.
I was when he was setting that up one night, it was somebody, I think it was Maria Z, somebody text messaged me and said, go to LRB channel, and you know, so I went on there. It's got the window in it, yeah, that's why she told me, because of the Paco. See, I have cats, so I don't know about one of those.
You know, that's the scary part for me, though. People with catfish. Oh. It makes me nervous. Oh.
I mean, I have real cats, you know, claws. So, but yeah, the barbs, too, on those catfish.
Yeah, I do, too, man. I do, too, because that 50-gallon tote I got out there, when I say it only took two drops for it to get full of guppies. And far be it for me to stop them from breeding, especially if I have enough filtration. Dream fish, I'm telling you, it really was. They are so beautiful to me. I'm an albino dude anyway. I like all albino everything. And I don't know, God rest his soul, my brother, you know, he died a way long time ago. He was albino. And I don't know if that's why I like albino things, but it could be.
Could be.
That's the first time that's ever been a thought in my head. And that could be my answer.
This snake's over here being sketchy. He comes over to like get me out and tries to push the door. Then when I open the door, he goes back. Silly. He knows what he's doing.
Maybe he thought he could open it himself. Well, hey, I won't bother.
He knows he can't, but he pushes on it, you know, like any animal does. If they know where the door is, he'll push and push it. You can't get it open. Mike, did your house snake eat yet? Mine's eaten the second time, and it's shed. It had a big old shed, and I named it Big Tank Hank a while ago. Finally got me a name. Big Tank Hank. Fits him perfect.
And where are house snakes from?
That one's from Africa. It's an African house snake.
But I wasn't sure if they were local because of the name, like, you know, because I want to catch some of those house geckos. And I'm like, is that all to the name? Just house gecko? And they were like, yeah, it's a house gecko. What? No exotic name, just house gecko.
I think the only thing I've got local is the corn snakes. I've got two corn snakes. Yeah, everything else is not from around here.
And it's strange. The only snake I had back in the day that would try to bite me was a it was king snake. Wasn't a corn snake. Was it a king snake? Was it a corn snake?
Yeah, I have that corn snake. I always forget it because I never see it. When I showed it to you, know it was under that rock. I had to lift it up. It's actually a corn snake, but it's a milk snake variety. So,
gotcha. Yeah, the only little snake I had, it wanted to bite me all the time.
He's over here. I don't know if you can see. I'm going to turn this around and turn the camera. You think I'm just making this up, but what he's doing. Turn this around. Maybe like this fish thing turned into a reptile thing. I don't know how close. All right, see the little vine down low? If I can get my hand in. Whoa. He's right there, standing up about 6 or 8 inches, staring at me.
Right in the corner.
See him there? Right in the center of the screen.
Oh, no, I can't.
Here, I'll touch where his head would be if I can get this. How come I can't figure out how to... I've got this blown up, so I don't think I can get a pointer on there. All right, let me get out this way. Right there he is. That's his little head turned this way, looking right at me. and his body standing up, well, I guess 8 inches there. There you go. That won't stay. But yeah, that's what he's doing. He's staying right there watching with the door open.
He's like, yeah, I'm coming when I get the chance. I'm coming.
He's fast. I took a bunch of stuff out of there, a whole bunch of plants, because I couldn't find the other one, and I'm satisfied he ate it. It wasn't that much smaller than him. You gonna let me take you out? I'll find out real quick. Come on. Look at that. I bet I'm about an inch from his head. You gonna let me get you? I talk to everything. You know, crazy old man, like a crazy cat. Come on, dude. Oh, he let me touch him, but he pulled back. All right. You get ready to come out. The door's open. Come on over.
Yeah, I saw his reflection actually to the right in the glass when he went down.
He's still there. He just dug down. Yeah, he's coming back up already. He's a mess, I tell you. Mike says his two stare at him all the time, too. So, woo. Nice view of the ceiling, huh? There we go.
It's cool. Oh, Luna Chewy was telling him he thinks they're from the Congo.
Yeah, they are, Chewy. The African green bush snakes are arboreal, and they mimic just like mambas. The inside of their mouth is jet black. And it gets your attention when they open it, because most everybody's seen pictures of a mamba or a nature special or something that black
ones
jump back. So
black mamba. You will not outrun a black mamba.
No, he wouldn't, and him either, I'd say, because he can fly through there when he wants to. I never have let him get away from me. But he opened his mouth the first day I looked at him at the shop. And the man was holding him, and then when I took him, he never would do it again. He never has shown me inside of his mouth. Too friendly with him, I guess. I see you. You got right back the same place watching me. That's all right.
Well, the gentleman I'm going to have on tomorrow has some huge snakes.
Oh, cool.
He has a reticulated python. He has a common boa, he has red tail boa, he has tegus, he has he has another little python, not a carpet python. I mean, it's still a long, very long snake. It's just real skinny though. It's maybe like this big around, but it's real, real long.
Those carpets are cool, but that's too big for me.
Yeah, he had a video the other day where he was explaining, you know, the difference between a common boar and the morphs or whatever. And while he's talking, you know, he's having to control, you know, snake is not trying to do anything to him, but he's trying to, you know, do his own thing. Oh man, I'm like, that was a workout by itself. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want one that big. Yeah.
No. Mike mentioned the other day he might be thinking about a red tail boa. They're nice.
Most definitely. Well, we didn't hit an hour mark, man.
Have we?
And you thought that you wasn't going to have nothing to give. You thought it was going to be boring. You thought, no, sir, it's about you. And I knew it was going to be nothing boring about that.
Well, it wasn't boring to me, but I'm sure it was to everybody else.
El Tropico, Fish Tropic, what's going on, sir? You kind of late to the show, man. You got to catch the replay, but I'm glad to see you in the house. Most definitely. Hey, everybody. Thank y'all for coming through and sitting in with us, you know, spending a little time. getting to know Mr. Bob Kayla all over again, Bobby Bacala. You know, it was a great stream. I really I got 9 boys and 6 ball pythons. I see you, ABC Biotope Creations. I'm talking about.
That's Kenny. You don't know Kenny?
Do I know Kenny?
Yeah, K-E-N-I. He's got an awesome fish room, all native stuff. You need to get him on, Hank.
Kenny. Well, see, wait a minute. Let me see. Did he have another name on his channel? It's always been...
I don't know.
Yeah. I may have to see if I'm subbed to you.
A month ago.
Because I found recently there's a lot of people that will be in my chats and we talking it. I'm going through, channels and I wasn't subbed to these people. And I'm like, how am I not subbed to you? Or is it the YouTube just done me? I don't know, but.
He's got a 180 like this, but it's all natural. You'd think you were just snorkeling in the creek or the river.
Oh, I'm all about that. So yeah, I better go over there and make sure I'm subbed to your channel, because I haven't been getting any video requests. I mean, nothing. Yeah, I need to.
He does all kinds of cool stuff. He's got 2 babies, so he's surviving that. And he does art. So he's a really cool channel. Check him out. Hey, George.
George, what's going on? What's going on? Most definitely. Hey, guys, I want everybody in the chat, go and see if I'm subbed to you, because I hate, that this platform has a tendency to sometimes unsub you from people. And you don't really realize you're not getting video notifications. You don't realize it until it comes up and you're like, wait a minute, you know what? I haven't been seeing any. Yes. Please go and check and message me, and let me know, whether it be on Messenger on Facebook, if I'm not subbed to you anymore, or thebigtankhank@gmail.com on Instagram. Just let me know. Regular Facebook comments on here. Please let me know, because I don't believe in the unsub game. I really don't. People play it, but I don't. But yes, Mr. Kayla, sir, thank you for coming on here. Thank you.
Thank you for asking me.
I had to, man. You had to come on here. I don't know. You're just too you're too mild, and hype. You got to be hype. You are the Cat's Meow, man. Don't take nothing away from yourself. There's a lot of us out here that love you, man. There I go with my old sentimental self, But hey, it's all right. And y'all know how I end now. Everybody, tell somebody that you love them. Take care of those fish. And we out. Hey.
Thanks.